Teenagers are famously self-centered, obsessed with music videos, high-tech games, and low-cut jeans. Or so it may seem. But the teenage years can also be a time of fearless energy, when young people feel sure they know what's wrong with the world and how to fix it. A group called Youth Venture is tapping into that energy. The organization gives money and other support to entrepreneurs, much as a venture fund would. But the entrepreneurs supported by Youth Venture are between 12 and 20 years old and have decided they can change the world, one small piece at a time. NPR's Snigdha Prakash visited two very different Youth Venture projects. She prepared this report.
On September 11th at 2 in the afternoon, four teenagers planted a tree on the village green in Hull, Massachusetts. It was 5 hours since two planes had brought down the twin towers of the World Trade Center. The planes took off from Boston, 15 miles to the north.
We really want to save these trees because not only are they beautiful to look at, but there's a lot of animals who really need them. There's a special kind of bird who actually makes a nest and need these elm trees.
Greg Jocelyn is 13 years old. He and his friends are part of the Elm Tree Nursery Project at the South Shore Charter School in Hull. They're trying to replace the town's elms, which have been wiped out by Dutch elm disease. The group had been planning to plant this tree for many days, but after what they'd seen on television that morning, Greg said planting a tree felt especially good.
You'll have this around for like 300 years, and on this day of like a tragedy like this, you know, we did something like for the country, planting a Liberty Elm tree.
The Elm Tree Nursery Project began 3 years ago when 6th and 7th graders at the South Shore Charter School applied to Youth Venture for $1,000 to get started. Tim McKenzie is the middle school principal there. He helped his students write a business plan.
They had to account for exactly how much money they needed, what the money would be spent on. You know, they needed money, for instance, for the trees, for fence, for fertilizer, for hose, for tools, shovels and stuff.
Yeah, that's to get that big hunk.
The idea was for the money that they received from selling the trees to go back into the Elm Tree Nursery, so that the grant essentially was to provide seed money for almost like a small business that would continue.
Yep. This is the fourth year that students at the school are carrying on the project. The nursery now has many trees like this one that are ready to plant.
We want to make it wide so the roots can grow that way, outwards.
Yeah.
But then we don't want to make it too deep.
Students must decide whether they should sell the trees and recycle the money back into the project or donate a few.
Andy, come here and help her hold it, or somebody. Oh, there we go. We got it.
We got it.
Okay, what do you think? Is the hole good?
Yeah.
Okay, pour a bucket of water in there.
Bill Drayton says he founded Youth Venture so young people would become engaged with their communities in just this way. He says more kids aren't engaged because adults discourage it, out of a mistaken belief that young people just don't have the experience to make an impact in the world. To make his point, Drayton likes to tell this story of a Youth Venture meeting in Texas a few years ago.
A man with a number of double chins got up and said in a deep Texas voice, "What do you mean to tell me that all these young people can go and start businesses? I know how hard it is to start businesses." And Jason Upsall, one of our Boston Youth Venturers, said, "Well, you know, there's a difference between you and us. We're young. We can try again."
Drayton used to be a high-powered consultant with McKinsey and Company. In 1990, he set up the nonprofit group Ashoka, which funds social entrepreneurs around the world. 7 years later, he founded Youth Venture. Drayton's message to adults who stymie the creativity of kids is, if you can't help, get out of the way.
Young people, if we don't make them afraid to try, they're not afraid to try.
Youth Venture has given some $100,000 to 130 ventures. Most of the money was given this year.
My name is Eddie Medrano Jr. and the name of my company is Medrano Team Mural Painters.
Eddie is 16. He started his company with $1,000 from Youth Venture. He's just received his second commission to paint a mural here at the Shirlington Employment and Education Center in Arlington, Virginia. The center helps day laborers, mostly Hispanic immigrants, hook up with local employers. The story of how Eddie formed his company and snagged this mural commission says a lot about how forming a venture can help teens find their way through difficulties and help the larger community. Eddie was 12 when he and his mother, his younger brother and sister, moved from Nicaragua to Arlington to join his father. Eddie had trouble fitting into life here, and he joined a Central American gang.
I'm gonna be really, really honest. I like to be straight. So yes, I got in some trouble. 3 months after I came to this country, I broke a window and I got in trouble with the law.
Enough trouble that he was put on probation. Eddie had shown artistic talent in school, so his probation officer arranged for Eddie to paint his first mural on the county courthouse. One thing led to another, and a few months ago, Eddie applied for a grant from Youth Venture to form Medrano Teen Mural Painters. And he got his first paid commission, $300, to paint a mural inside a small room in a county building. Now he has a second commission to paint a mural on the outside of this squat county building.
The center that we have here is behind other buildings and doesn't have the visibility that we would like to have.
Emily DiCicco, who sits on the board of the Shirlington Employment and Education Center, says Eddie's mural will beautify this building, of course. She adds that in painting it, Eddie will forge new ties between the Hispanic teens who come to the center and African-American teens who live in the neighborhood.
We thought a great idea would be for Eddie to work together with some of these teenagers so that together they would sit and talk about what this mural might be and come up with the design together.
It's clear that Eddie has found his place in America through his company.
It feels real nice. I feel like big, you know. I feel like people really respect me. You know, every time I go into a building, I see some of my work. I just really enjoy it.
But it's not just about Eddie. Youth Venture founder Bill Drayton says ventures like Eddie's can actually create a new kind of youth culture.
When an Eddie Medrano does what he has done, a lot of other young people say, aha, if Eddie can do that, well, maybe I can do something. And when you get 3, 4, 5 who have succeeded in a school, there are multiple models. And so you create an invisible culture of competence, an invisible academy of young people recruiting and training young people.
More than anything, there's one person Eddie wants to recruit into this academy, his younger brother.
It's really hard for me to say this, but he's been in detention center for 16 months, and he has 6 more months to go.
Eddie says when his brother gets out of detention, he'll get him into painting murals.
He's going to be, you know, a copy of me because, you know, I'm his older brother. He's looking up to me.
One thing's for sure, Bill Drayton says, Eddie Medrano and the teens in the Elm Tree Nursery Project have learned they can lead. He says they're likely to act on that lesson again and again. Drayton adds, if we want more leaders in our midst, we should sow the seeds in the teenage years. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.